what you're looking for. But it ain't me, no, ain't no habit. Well, you got my back up against the wall, yes. Call off your guards, I am coming peaceful, yeah, yeah, yeah. If I am coming, oh, coming at all, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it ain't me, but it ain't me, but it ain't me, no, 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 no. Against your cause, no explanation, no, no, it's needed at all. 'Cause I am running, yes, I am running as long as I live. It ain't me, I am not giving no anymore, anymore, anymore than I can. 'Cause I ain't no outlaw, it's not me you are running away from. You got another criminal. Like a movie scene, listening to my excuses bounce off those walls into your ears. Well, maybe I have been living too long without your love. Oh, but pardon all my crimes, for I am useless. Yeah, without you. Without your love, oh, without you, darling, I am useless. He did not mean a thing to me. I saw it in his eyes. He was evil man. To be, oh, it's just a part of life. No, he did not mean a thing, and I deserve what you will bring. Oh, but do not leave me crying, baby, without you, yeah. Oh, without you, I am useless. Without your love, oh, without you, darling, I am useless. You, I am aware, but I am innocent of loving. Yes, yes, I swear. It was the shape of his lips, it was the color of her hair. But he's got no love from me. I belong to you. No, she's got no love from me. I belong to you. You and without you, I
am useless. And I can just imagine all the trouble I am in. Oh, but think of how you sigh when my fingers press your skin. Well, don't be so mad, darling. Oh, when I, yes, when I look at you. Oh, well, I can hardly remember his name. All I know is I am useless. Oh, without your love, I, without you, darling. Yeah, well, oh, pardon my sin now, baby. Oh, let me back in now, baby. No, this will not happen again. No, 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 without you, I am useless. Oh, don't leave me hanging at the door. It will not happen anymore.
Welcome, this is the Morning After Show.
Welcome, my name is John Prentice, and we have some special music today from our in-live singer-songwriter. She's from Ottawa, Ontario, and 17 years old. She's a film actress as well as singer-songwriter. And yeah, so her name is Sophia Radish.
Hello, Sophia.
Hi.
Welcome. Thank you for being here in the studio with us. This is a very special day. It's the International Woman Day.
So. Yeah, it is. Woo-hoo. Go women.
Yeah, so...
You have any questions for me?
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit more about you? You are touring here. You are coming from Ontario, that is correct?
Yeah, I am an Ontario girl, born and raised, and... So I guess I'll tell you a bit about myself. Well, I've been on the stage all my life, and but I started songwriting at the age of 13, and so about 4 years ago now. And I'm also an actress. I've done some lead work in feature films and things like that. So yeah, I'm really happy to be here, and I've been to the UK to record my albums, which has been amazing.
Great.
And, yeah, so I've traveled a bit. Which is good. So, yeah, and I have some songs for you today, some new ones, actually.
Awesome. That is great. So we're going to be listening some of your music playing on live here in the studio. So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
And you are ready to play one or what
sure,
we should do?
Sure, of course. Okay, well, this one's called Forevermore.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Give up. Don't
for me today and lift me up, make it easy for me to stay. You are my drug, let me be that somebody
awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. All right.
Why not?
Well, that was wonderful, Sophie. Tell us about how you wrote that song. Is that the one that was in the washroom?
What is the name of the what is the name of the song, first of all?
It's Forevermore.
Forevermore.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Basically, it's one of my latest songs, and I don't know, I kind of went for a more R&B feel, kind of like an R&B rock kind of tune, soulful, and I really enjoyed writing this one, and I guess where I get my inspiration from songwriting, it can come from my imagination, so I have a big imagination, I guess, but anyways, and right? But it can also come from like everyday things that I see and everyday stories. So because I like connecting with my followers and my friends, and they seem to connect with my music when I write about just simple things in life that people go through.
Yeah, I guess that's why people feel identified with your music, because, you know, it's mm-hmm. That's why people like your music, I think, because you write about simple stuff, good
yeah.
about everything, and
yeah.
that is very cool.
Yeah, I can write politically too, but I just choose not to. I like more the creativity and just being inspired by, you know, love, hate, relationships, bittersweet. I like the juxtaposing emotions. I like juxtaposing emotions, so yeah.
Awesome. And you was playing last... You were playing the Café au Soleil, right?
I was. I got the chance to play there. I played in White Rock, which was really awesome as well.
At the West Beach Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
And Madhouse Records. That was really awesome, too.
Yeah, I heard a very good comments about that.
Oh,
that
really?
Gigs. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's really, they're really great places, and I've really enjoyed my stay in Vancouver. So I'm really happy to be here, and I've been here for... since February 23rd or 24th now, and I'm really gonna miss Vancouver, but I plan on being back in September for sure.
That's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Sophie, working more with you and getting
you
established in the Vancouver music and film scene.
Thank you. And I'm
It's just such a great thing. You're very talented. I was very impressed with you when I first met you. And
thank you, John.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Before we go any further, I just have to acknowledge the previous musician that we played at the opening of the show. That was a local singer-songwriter from Vancouver, Sandra Buza. But she's actually in Toronto now. I t- talked to her the other day, and we heard two tracks off her Kingdom on the Run CD. The first track was Outlaw, and the second was Ballad of a Heartbreaker. So check Sandra Buza out. She's a beautiful voice, and
cool.
I recommend her music.
Cool. Awesome. I'm going to check it out, Sandra Buza.
You guys want to hear another song?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, please.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Don't pick up your phone. I won't play my guitar. Stay where you are. When you're low, feel my scars. Don't let go. Stay where you are. Love me like I love your tattoos. All I wanna be is your fool. You're fool. I can't live by the rules anymore. Love me like I love your tattoos. Tattoos. Don't let me win. I won't play hard to find. Let's do it again until you're mine. I lose my mind. Don't ask me why. Until you're mine. Love me like I love your tattoos. All I wanna be is your fool. Your fool. I can't live by the rules.
Wow. That was amazing.
Thank you. Fantástico. Perfecto.
Mucho bueno.
Oh, gracias.
So can you tell us a little bit more about this song?
Okay. This one's called Russian Roulette, and it's also a very recent one. And I actually was drawing. I like drawing and doing artwork, and I drew a picture of two people, so like a redhead, let's just say it was me, and so and a guy, and we both had like we're both like kind of hugging in a way, and then we had tattoos, so it kind of inspired me to write a song, which was really cool. That how I guess another kind of creative artistic kind of expression was inspired by this. So yeah, it was yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, I love it.
Thank so you. Good. Thank you very much.
So you want to be playing soon?
And yeah, I'm going to be playing at the Sharky Grill tonight, which is at 8 p.m. And I'm going to be playing until 10 p.m.
Is in Cornwall Street, if I remember well.
Yes, you're right. So I'm actually really looking forward to that. And I also have, I guess, a few more interviews, and I'll be back home, I guess, Friday. But I really enjoyed my stay here, and so you can look me up on www.sophiaradish.com, and all my stuff's there, all my stuff.
Okay, can you repeat it, please?
www.sophiaradish.com.
Awesome. So
yeah. And radish is spelled R-A-D-I-S-C-H, so not like the vegetable.
Okay. That's right. You can't eat it. I know. No. You only can listen to the beautiful music that Sophia is gifted with writing. And yeah, definitely check out her website and support her music. Mm-hmm. Buy her CDs online and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, please check it out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay, we're going to finish playing this song and then we're coming back.
Yeah.
You're listening CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver.
On March 8th, CITR is celebrating International Women's Day with a full day of special programming. We've got 18 hours of female-centered content, 100% FemCon music from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., a performance by Les Chaussettes at 6 p.m., a live broadcast from SoFar Sounds show, and talk and documentaries about, by, and for self-identified women. Want to get involved? Contact Madeline at spokenword@citr.ca/ASAP. Tune in this March 8th at citr.ca or on air at 101.9 FM.
We are back to the morning after show.
We are back.
Yeah, we are.
And we have Sophie still in the studio, and we are so lucky because she's going to play one more song. That is
two
correct.
More.
Okay, two more.
Yeah.
We'll start with the first one.
I got to get my two in there. All right. So this one's called Selfish. And yeah, I'll just play and I guess we can talk about it after or whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Stealing you, I know you ain't stopping it from happening. You know I've been keeping you. I know who you're messing with, confessing with. Selfish me, selfish me. Lie here all night with the life you've been blessed with, the one I'm obsessed with, right here.
Wow, that was Selfie?
Selfish.
Selfish. That was very nice.
Yeah, very nice song. That was great, Sophie. We're going to ask you to segue right into your last song for us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be the one to feel.
Can you repeat the name of the song, please?
Yeah, it's called Invincible.
Invincible. Thank you so much. So we are back to the Morning After Show, 101.9 FM.
Yes, my name is John Prentice, and my host is Chapa.
Hello,
and
everybody.
Today we had singer-songwriter Sophia Radish from Ottawa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sophia, for blessing us with your beautiful music.
Aww. Yeah, thank you
and
for being here.
All the best you. In your future, and I look forward to seeing you again around town later on in the fall.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, well, thank you so much for having me here. I can't wait to be back, and you guys rock.
Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you.
30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Hello, we are back to the morning after show.
Hello.
And we are very lucky and happy because we have a great guest here with us. You want to introduce yourself? It's Michela.
Hello. It's so great to be here and co-host with you. It's Michela. So... thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And today is the International Women's Day, so that's why we're having you here.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
I just wanted to say happy International Women's Day to all the women out there, and all the best in all possible ways.
Yes, I would like to second that. Happy International Women's Day. Without women... the world wouldn't be a very nice place.
Yeah. Or there wouldn't be anybody in the world without
women. Yeah, that's right? True. Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, it's true.
So what songs did you play in there?
Thank you.
Welcome to the morning after show.
Hello. So, well, I have a little song just for today, if you'd like to hear it. It's called Take Back the Light, and it was co-written with another amazing artist and singer and songwriter, Erica MC. She's currently traveling in Australia, and it was such an amazing time. We actually wrote this song during a songwriting workshop at Nimbus Recording School. It was actually last year. It's going to be in April last year, exactly. But it was an amazing time, and I just want you to take a listen to it. It's called Take Back the Light.
Nice one. So we are back to the morning after show. This is
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Melanie. Melanie?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Awesome. We're going to air soon. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
Cool, cool. So, hello, everybody. We have a line to... you want to introduce yourself, Melanie?
Sure. My name is Melanie Jones. I'm a filmmaker in Vancouver.
Awesome.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Melanie.
Welcome Hi. To the show.
Thank you, and sorry for taking us too long to call you.
Oh, no problem.
So
your movie, your first feature film, right?
Female-speaking yes, it is.
Male?
Yes. So, yes, we abbreviate it to FSM.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the original meaning of the abbreviation. But the title of the film is actually FSM.
Great.
And it was showcased at the Whistler Film Festival world premiere in December.
Yes, we were very lucky to have the support of Whistler Film Festival for that. Yeah.
That's very incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw the trailer, and I'm very excited to see it. So where can one see your film?
So the film is going to be showing in Vancouver this Thursday, actually, March 10th, at the Women in Film Festival.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so that's the soonest you can see it is then.
Oh.
And that'll be part of the, it's International Women's Day today, so today's the day the festival opens, and then it runs through until Sunday, so there's tons of films, female-centric films, films that have at least three women in a creative role. You have to meet that criteria to be in the festival.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And then after the festival, if you haven't had a chance to see it or if you couldn't get a ticket, then we're going to be having a theatrical release of the film at the same theater, the Van City Theater, in April, April 16th and 18th.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Yeah.
What inspired you to make the film?
Well, the film itself is... it's designed to be, you know, ultra low budget so that I could... make it on a very low budget, you know, with a minimal crew and minimal cast. And so I was looking for something like that for my first feature film. And then I turned to writing, in fact, just because I decided I needed to write my own story. Mm-hmm. And that's where the other part comes in. So I needed to make sort of a low budget, something I could actually do. And then I also wanted to tell a story that I really care about, something that, matters to me. And so I wanted to explore relationships and friendships and the creative life through a character. So there's a lot of the story is based on things that I experienced or dating experiences, for example, that I had that were not so great, things like that. But it's told through another character. So it's not like an autobiographical, but it is related, obviously, to my personal life.
I think it's a great story, and I think a lot of women and anybody in the dating world can definitely relate to it. So, I think
it's very interesting. When we were workshopping the script and looking for actors, and every time people would read it, male or female, they would read it and say, "Oh, this is my dating life. My dating life is just like this. I relate so much." Because there are lots of men in the film as well. You know, certainly the main characters. Dates or crushes, but also her best friend is a male. So you see things from the male point of view as well as the female point of view in terms of dating and the frustration and challenges, especially in Vancouver.
Oh, I love that. So it's not just from the woman's perspective. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really actually really want to see it. I saw the trailer and I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. So you have 13 short films so far.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a great accomplishment. And you're also into painting and sculpture. You've done art at the Emily Carr, right? So
yes.
Do you have any plans for a next film already? Have you been writing anything? To do something else.
Yes, I mean, for me, like, film is definitely a lifelong pursuit. So, you know, hopefully FSM is just the first of many features. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, like you said, I've made a lot of shorts, and they're a really fun format because the turnaround time is so quick. You know, you can shoot it in a couple of days, you can have it edited in a couple of months, and then out and people seeing it. But features take a lot longer. You know, FSM, we shot it in 2014, so it's been almost 2 years since I started writing it, basically. So it takes a long time to make a feature, and you know, it's a lot of energy and a lot of money and things like that. So definitely planning more, but it just takes time to get the next one going. But the one I'm working on right now, the script I'm working on right now, is called Switchback. And it's kind of a survival thriller, adventure thriller type film set on the West Coast Trail, so also set in BC. I like to bring it home as much as I can.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. Yeah,
show off where we live, right?
Oh, for sure.
It's so beautiful here. So, yeah.
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of places to film here. And I mean, it's like second Hollywood, North Hollywood here.
Exactly.
And I love that your movie is mostly shot at Kids Beach area, right? And East End of Vancouver.
Yes, FSM is all over Vancouver. When we filmed it, I was living in Kitsilano, and I spent a lot of time in East Van, so I kind of highlighted places that I go a lot, or, you know, sort of my favorite spots in the city. So not necessarily the obvious places, but certainly places that had a lot of meaning for me, and I thought, you know, you make it special by making it important in the story. So, you know,
for
the
sure.
spot that Sam and her friends sit at, you know, it's a nothing spot. It's just a spot in a park, but it's a very important spot to me personally, and so we shot the film there for that reason, and I think it brings a certain life to it because it does have meaning.
Oh, for sure. So it's totally through your eyes as well, right? Especially because it's those little spots where you know only of. And I mean, in 12 days, you shot this film in 12 days?
Yes.
Wow. That is,
yes.
That is just incredible. Wow.
It was very intense, but actually we still have tons of fun shooting. You know, the days were really carefully planned, so, you know, a lot of times, there's quite a large cast as well. I mean, given that we, the film is a $10,000 film, so we made the film for $10,000, which is pretty crazy to begin with. But then we had, like, a cast of over 40 characters, and, you know, 20-plus locations. And the way that we managed that was just, you know, careful planning so that each of those 40 people, often they only had to come in for one day of filming. So, you know, we were constantly sort of rotating through cast and being able to bring a lot of people in because of that, because all the parts were sort of a little bit more evenly spread out, basically. So, yeah.
Very, very productive. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, with only 10K, you can't shoot more than a few days anyway. So.
Wow. Yeah. Just amazing. And I mean, production is incredible, what I've seen on the trailers. So.
Yes, all the credit in the world goes to my director of photography, Sean Seifert, for making 12 people look like 100 extras in some of our party scenes and things like that. You know, just careful shots and movements and things, lighting, just made it look like more than there was there. So we were really lucky to have him on board.
Incredible. Incredible work.
Thank you so much, Melanie. Unfortunately, we have to let you go.
No problem. Thank you,
Melanie. Thank you,
Melanie.
All the best in your film career. Yeah. And I look forward to maybe watching one of your films in the film festival circuit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you
Happy
so much.
International Women's Day and all of us.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
what you like, what I like. Why can't we both be right?
Hello, welcome back to the Morning After Show. We have in the line to Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm well.
Hi, Catherine, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Glad to have you on the show.
Glad to be on the show.
Yeah, so we have a Catherine Monk, that is correct? Okay, Catherine, can you tell us a little bit more about you and your film?
Tell you a bit more about me and my film?
Yes.
Sure. The film is a short documentary called Rock the Box, and it screens as part of the Vancouver International Women's Film Festival. And it's about a female DJ named Rhiannon Rozier.
Great. A question, do you cast for a real DJ, or you were looking just someone to pretend be a DJ for the film?
No, we interviewed a lot of different DJs to find the right candidate. I interviewed a variety of different women who had different experiences as DJs, and Rhiannon was the woman that seemed to have the most interesting experience as far as what she went through.
Awesome. And when we can watch the film?
It screens on Thursday night.
Tuesday night?
On Thursday night. This coming Thursday as part of the festival.
Nice. This is going to be playing where?
Van City.
And downtown, right?
This is yeah.
Catherine, what was the name of your film again?
It's called Rock the Box.
Rock the Box. Oh, cool.
Yes.
About DJ music, musicians, or like that?
It's about a female DJ who actually was a DJ in Vancouver for years and years and kind of kept hitting the glass ceiling. She got small club gigs but wasn't sort of making it to the next level and felt that maybe this was a world that really seemed to have some unwritten gender codes as far as the accessibility to the top tier of DJing for women. Like, if you look at, you know, the DJ Mag Top 100 always has guys. In the last 10 years, only 18 female names have ever made it on that list. So 18 out of 1,000 seems pretty pathetic. So I was interested in exploring what were the issues around women in DJing? Is it just a function of the club world? Is there, you know, is it a question of the culture? You know, club culture has changed so much in the time that I started going out. Like, you know, gender didn't matter at all in the first era of the rave, you know, the rave times, when you go to like an empty warehouse, your baggiest clothes, and you know, it was sort of androgynous. There wasn't much of a sexual feel to it, but, you know, doing the research for this particular documentary, it was like, wow, the dance floor has become highly sexualized. Gender roles are back in full force. So it was just interesting to see how, you know, a culture that was once a subculture, like rave culture, was something that didn't really, it didn't make a lot of money, it was on the fringes, and then the minute something becomes commodified and very successful, like, you know, DJs and DJ producers are now the top, you know as well as I do, they're the big thing going on, you know, the Diplos and the Skrillexes of the world, they're the ones that are getting the billions of dollars, but, you know, that's still a world that has very few women in it.
Wow, amazing. So what's the DJ's name? It's DJ Rihanna?
Her name is
right?
DJ Rihanna. DJ Rihanna, and she lives in L.A., and she was born in Vancouver.
Oh, amazing. I saw the trailer, and actually I would like to see it. It looks interesting.
Yeah,
so,
thanks.
So it's a little bit of a controversial story because she played for Playboy. She posed for Playboy, right?
Yeah, and that was sort of what made it interesting for me because she, you know, certainly at the beginning I thought, well, this looks like a sellout situation where it's like, well, she just decided to take off her top in order to make it onto the Playboy club circuit. But then after 3 years of sort of moving through the universe that she traveled in and investigating my own feelings about my own body and my mm-hmm. own sexuality, I realized that, you know, why was I judging her for taking advantage of, you know, something that she possesses? You know, if the male world assigns value to your body and only assigns value to women based on the way they look, then why should she go out there and exploit it? It's sort of, and to me, the best part of it for me shooting it was, you know, we got to shoot the film in Fort McMurray, the oil patch. And to me, it was addressing really similar ideas. It's like we've created an economy based on fossil fuels. We don't have to. It's an ugly equation, but this is the box that we've created where we assign value to dirty oil, to dirty resources. And the same thing with Rhiannon. Here she is. She's in a box, just like we're in a box, a fossil fuel box. She's in the same sort of fossil fuel box where she's in a position, if she's going to go out there, she's got resources, but the resources that she's valued for aren't her brain or her DJ talents. At the beginning, she was really only valued for her boobs. Mm-hmm. So that's why I thought it was appropriate that we shoot in Fort McMurray and maybe make the parallel, but look, you know, society assigns value to things that, you know, to oil, to boobs, to things that might not be the most morally upright, you know, sustainable ideas, but this is the reality that we've created. So instead of judging the woman for making her choice, why don't we judge the box? You know, why don't we judge these boxes that we all live in, that we silently, you know, ascribe to in the very act of getting up and maybe not saying anything about them?
Very interesting. I like that you actually told her story, because I mean, if we don't know her decision and everything behind it, it's so easy to judge, right? And we shouldn't judge people, right? We all have our reasons why.
Yeah.
Right?
And that was it. I found that I had been judging her instead of judging the box that we created for her to live in. It's like, and that's what I find a lot of women end up doing that. We end up being our own worst enemies by sort of creating this false idea of what we think women should be when the rest of the world isn't giving us credit for being those people, right? Until the whole world changes the way that it values women, you know, we're not going to get ahead. We have to support each other. We have to sort of understand each other's realities instead of just like, oh, well, she's not a good feminist, or, oh, look, at she sold herself out. It's like every woman's got to make her own way. We're not helping anybody. So, you know, I think we had to tell her story, and I was happy that, you know, the biggest challenge for me was telling it in 10 minutes, because it's a complicated argument, right?
Yeah.
So it was tough.
But I really like what you just said. It's so true. I think all of us women, we should support each other definitely. And it's sad that there are women out there that judge each other, you know, or that we're in some sort of competition or anything. We're all beautiful in our own way, and we have choices that we make, and we should be there for each other. I love that.
We really should be. Yeah, I really believe that. And I have to say, interestingly enough, you know, Rhiannon, the most resistance she encountered was from other women. And when I was making the movie, the most negative comments I got were from other women. Hmm. And that just is an unfortunate reality of the way that we sort of, you know, the
so
world
sad.
Works. It's like women just don't, we're not operating in a way that we should be, because the only way we are to get ahead and make a positive difference is if we do support each other.
Oh, for sure. I definitely see it exactly how you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been a film critic for over 20 years, right? Film critic at festivals.
Yes, over 20 years.
That's amazing. And this is your first film, like first short film. What inspired you to get into filmmaking?
Well, I mean, I did do a graduate degree in film at UBC when I was there editing the student paper. And I think I always had planned on returning to film at some in my life, but the mm-hmm. journalism career took off first, mm-hmm. and I thought, let me be a reporter for a length of time. It'll help me understand how people speak and how stories and narratives function. So I think it was an idea to go back, and it was Jennifer Raworth at the National Film Board who actually called me up and said, hey, we've got this project. Would you be interested in researching, helping us research it? And given that I had a pretty good background as a researcher, I was happy to do that. And they asked me to direct the film. So that kind of just fell into my lap. But I think I'd always been looking down the road to get back on the filmmaker road instead of just the film critic road.
Wonderful. Do you have any project lineup? You know, what's next for you in the filmmaking?
Well, I'm trying to, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into developing the next project, right? So I guess
yeah.
I'm in development on a couple of other ideas right now, and we'll see what happens with those.
Wonderful. That's so great. I just wanted to say, because I haven't said it earlier, Happy International Women's Day to you.
Yeah, Happy International, Catherine.
Happy International Women's
Day.
Thank
you.
Catherine,
thank you so much, woman, for
existing. Thank you so much.
Ask for a clap for all the women. Catherine, unfortunately, we have to let you go. We have to go. The show is about to finish.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for the interest in the movie.
Wonderful. Catherine, all the best, and thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
You
thank
too.
You.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 6th to 22nd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series. To help celebrate Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, in 2016, 24 campus and community radio stations from across Canada produce a weekly show highlighting Rendez-vous de la Francophonie events and the importance of bilingualism and Francophone culture and history of Canada. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
So, Michela, can you tell us a little bit about the song we're going to play next?
So, the song is, I think we had some technical difficulties earlier. It's called Take Back the Light, and it was co-written with me and another amazing musician and songwriter and artist, Erica MC. She's currently traveling in Australia, and we actually met at Nimbus Songwriting Workshop last year, and it was an incredible experience. I highly recommend it. I think they will be having one this year. And our coach was Ryan from Mother Mother, so it was really, really cool. Anyway, yeah, check it out.
Yeah, also Michela is a great model and actress, so check it out. I'm going to play
you.
Some of the music.
And songwriter, thank you.
So we are back to the morning after show. The show is about to finish. We wanna tell us about more of the song, Michela, quickly, please. This you play the song, the guitar, you sing.
Yeah, it was my first time tracking guitar. Yeah, playing guitar on the track. So it was an incredible experience.
Nice.
And, you know, taking all these takes and doing it right. And yeah.
We wanna
awesome.
Have Michela again in the show because we here asking us. And we like her, so we want to bring it back. We have to say bye. John, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
Michela.
You, Chapa. And thank you, Michela.
Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
And I really enjoyed listening to your interview. It was very educational about local film directors who are women.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It was incredible, and I would love to be at another show.
Yes,
as well.
Please.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.